Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 16th of April. I'm Paul White. Today we conclude this little clip of a previously unreleased sermon. It's part of a little video clip that we are releasing today on our website, iTunes, Podbean, all of our platforms. You can get the entire thing. Yesterday we started it, today we finish it. Again, the video and audio are available in their entirety on our platforms under the title, What Does God Look Like? We'll finish this today, and we'll just head right out today. We'll see you back in Galatians tomorrow. God bless.
Nobody knows what God looks like, but if we love one another. Let's say it again. Nobody knows what God looks like, but if we love one another, then we know what he looks like down here. Because what's the line? Nobody knows what God looks like, but if we love one another, he abides in us. His light has penetrated our chaos. And so if we love, then that must be what God looks like. 13, by this we know that we abide in him and he in us because he's given us the Holy Spirit. That's a whole nother set of sermons. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he lives in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God. God abides in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. And if someone says, I love God, but hates his brother, that man's a liar, because he does not love his brother whom he has seen. How can he love the God who he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. What did Jesus say in John 15 was his new commandment to his disciples? This is the commandment that I give to you. Love one another as I have loved you. So if you want to touch chaos, I could have started here, but I end here. Because to me, it's the apex. You got to show the world what a loving God looks like. We don't know what God looks like, so we got to see him in our neighbor. This is why when we get together as a group, we get to see Jesus in the Word, but we get to see Jesus in each other. The expressions of love that come out of our brother. It's because that's what Jesus looks like. That Jesus that is in you, and you are in him, has given you the antidote to chaos. He has spoken a word into your chaos. Follow him. Don't at your own peril. He doesn't leave you or forsake you. Lo, he is with you, even unto the end of the world. But we don't have to live the measly lives of darkness that so many of us for so long have lived. It's time to raise our hand. Stop passing the buck and live the Jesus that lives inside and face our chaos. This is a message I want the whole church to hear. I believe, I'm naive, I know, I believe we have it in our power to begin the world new again. But we have to start at our doorstep. And it is not by our performance, it is by our Jesus. And he's given us the tools. Father, thank you for this night. Thank you for the word that I have so enjoyed you preparing in our heart. And thank you for the fact that Jesus is the word and Jesus is the revelation of God. And I can pray over a bunch of stuff, but I want to be like a laser beam and hit that moment where I think you really showed up in our midst tonight. And that is that Jesus stepped into a wilderness and faced the snake and overcame him with identity and the word of the Lord. But he made choices. The same choices we need to make if we want to avoid chaos. And I'm believing that tonight is a milestone night in some people's lives. The day they face their chaos, they raise their hand, and they say, it is Christ in me, the hope of glory. And that doesn't just mean laziness. It is spirit,
directed activity, because I'm a house of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen.